Okay, Be'ez Hashem, today we're going to conclude the 9th parak of Maseches Erevin and begin the 10th parak of Maseches Erevin. So we are up to parak tes, Mishnah Dalet. So the Mishnah talks about whether carrying is ever mutter in an area that has only two walls opposite each other, two parallel walls, and it's open on the other in the other two directions. So Habona Aliyah al gabei shnei batim. If you build a top floor on top of two houses that are on different sides of a Rishus HaRabim, so that the top floor is now a roof over the Rosh Hashanah, you know, like they have by hospitals sometimes, where you have that thing that crosses over the street, you know, so you have the overpass that crosses over the street. So, and similar, if there are bridges that cross over Rosh Hashanah, so that the road underneath the bridge is open on two opposite sides, but it's enclosed on the two sides by the walls that hold up the bridge, mitaltel and tachtein b'Shabbos, you're allowed to carry underneath the bridge, underneath the overpass on Shabbos, because there that's viewed as being surrounded by four walls. You have the two walls of the houses that are on either side of the street, or the walls that hold up the bridge, and you have two halachic walls of the overpass that are considered to be to extend downward into the area of the Rosh Hashanah. This is what we call pitikra yorid v'sosim, that the walls that are by the overpass are considered to be yorid v'sosim. They're considered to extend down and close in that area. Divra Abiyud, that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. V'cham Rosin, but V'cham say no, you're not allowed to carry in these places because there's no such din of Pitakri or Visosim in such cases. V'odam Rabbi Yehuda, meaning there is such a din in general, but it doesn't work when you need it on two sides to enclose two different, you know, to form two walls, Rabbi Yehuda would say. V'odam Rabbi Yehuda says, Vaiter, ma'arvin l'mavoy ha'mufulash, you're allowed to make an Eruv or a Shitufei Mavos for a mavoi that's open at both ends, but it has two full walls on, you know, the right and the left. It's just, it's open in front of you and behind you, as long as there is a lachir kora, you know, like you would normally need by a mavoi. But that's perfectly fine. The chamos and the cham say no. The whole idea of a lachir kora and making a shetufei mavuos is when you have a mavoi that's not a mavoi mafulash, a mavoi that's open on only one side, not if it's open on two sides. If it's open on two sides, then the lachir kora is not going to help to make two different walls. So these two machlokas are very much connected to each other. I mean, the question is, can we use a legal fiction or a kula for two walls to compensate for missing two walls, or only to compensate for a missing one wall? Now we move on to the 10th and final parak, I think it's the final parak, of Maseches Erevin, and that is and Mishnah Aleph. The first two Mishnayos of this 10th parak, it talks about a person who finds tefillin in an area on Shabbos where you're not allowed to carry. So how do you take them to a safe place? You don't want the tefillin to get ruined. The animals can get to them, or they can get destroyed if you just leave them there. So motzi tefillin, if a person finds a bunch of pairs of tefillin in an open area and somewhere that's not safe, so machnisan zug zug, you could bring them in one pair at a time, meaning put them on and walk them inside to a safe place, and then go back and do that again, you know, if you found a bunch of pairs of tefillin, one at a time. So that way you're not in violation of hotza'a, because when you're wearing something, it has a din like a beged, and therefore it's not a violation of hotza'a. Now there is a machlokas tanoim, whether there is tefillin on Shabbos or not. The Tanakama assumes that wearing tefillin is a chiyuv even on Shabbos. The Chachamim, however, say you don't wear tefillin on Shabbos because they were afraid that one of the ritzuos might rip, and then when you're not able to wear them, you might carry them in Rosh Hashanah, which is Nisudaraisa. So in our Mishnah's case, where you find tefillin and they might get ruined, the Chachamim take away their Isser Midrabanan of a chashash that they might rip, because it's more of a concern that the tefillin will get ruined. But still, you're only allowed to wear one at a time, even though the Gemara says, Makom Yesh Barosh L'Niach Shnei Tefillin, there's enough space on a person's head to fit two pairs of tefillin, but you can't wear two pairs, because wearing that extra pair of tefillin on a day when the mitzvah d'oraisa applies is usher because of Baltosif. So since it's usher to wear a second pair of tefillin, they're considered to be they're considered to be a masui, which would therefore constitute a violation of hotza'a. So again, so we said machnis and zugzug, you take them in one at a time. Ram Gamliel omer shnayim shnayim. Ram Gamliel says you can bring them in two at a time, because it's not considered to be carrying when you wear two pairs of tefillin, because he holds that you're not chayiv to wear tefillin on Shabbos, so they're not allowed to be worn in Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos because they're not considered to be clothing at all. But in the case over here where tefillin has to be saved, the allow wearing them in Rosh Hashanah because you could view them as a tachshit. And not only that, even wearing two pairs of tefillin together can be viewed as a tachshit. It's not an isra of Bal Tosef because it's not the Zman Mitzvah at all anyway. So that's it. It turns out, Chumrasu Kulasso, right, when Rav Gamliel says that it's not the Zman of tefillin on Shabbos, that's why you're allowed to wear more than one, because it's not going to be Bal Tosef. Why are you allowed to wear them at all? Isn't that carrying? No, it's a tachshit. So the Mishnah says, Bamed Varim Amurim, when do we say that this is true? That when are you allowed to bring tefillin to a safe place? Be yeshanos. If it's old tefillin, where you know that it's definitely tefillin, avul b'chadashos. But if they're new ones, you don't have clear markings on them that indicate that they're tefillin, then pater. Then you don't save them by wearing them in a Rosh Hashanah, because if they're old, you could see that they used to be knotted in the right way, and meaning the ritzuos, you could see the marks on the ritzuos, so you know that they're tefillin. But if they're new, there's no way to tell if it's really tefillin or it's just a kameya of some sort of amulet, which you would not be allowed to save on Shabbos. So now Mishnah discusses the halacha in a case where there are so many pairs of tefillin that even if you're going to keep going back and forth wearing one at a time or even two at a time, you're not going to be able to get to all of them. Mitzon tzavasim o krichos, if you found them tied up, you know, in big bundles, and you're not going to be able to save them all before it gets dark. So machshech aleinam avien, so just stay with them to watch over them, that no animal should get to them, that they shouldn't get ruined, and then you bring them to a safe place after Shabbos. Ubisakana, and if you're in a place where wearing the tefillin or staying with the tefillin is going to be dangerous, v'chasan v'holichlo. So do your best to cover them up and leave, and you know, you'll hope that nothing will happen to them. Okay, so let's chazer over what we did today. The Perek Tes Mishnah Dalet. We said that if you have a rooftop that's built over two houses that are on either side of Rosh Hashanah, meaning an overpass over Rosh Hashanah, so you're allowed to, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're allowed to carry underneath the overpass, because Pitikri or Visosim will fill in the missing two walls. And similarly, Rabbi Yehuda holds, you're allowed to make an Erev on a Mavri Mefulash. The Chacham say in both of those cases that it's Asur, because Pitikri or Visosim, as well as Lechi Vekore and a Mavri, are not Matir two missing walls. And then in Mishnah Aleph of Parakir, we said that if you find tefillin, according to the Tanakhama, you can bring them in one pair at a time, because Shabbos is Zman tefillin, so you can't bring two pairs, because that would be Baltosif, and therefore a Masui. Whereas in Gamliel, well, Shabbos is Lav Zman tefillin, you can bring in two pairs at a time. But that's only if you're sure that they're tefillin. If it might just be a kameya, you're not allowed to bring them in. And if there are so many pairs of tefillin, you're not going to be able to bring them all in before the end of Shabbos. So try to just stay there with them. And if it's too dangerous to just stay there with them, cover them up to protect them. And then you'll bring them in afterwards, after Shabbos is over. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Yod, Mishnah Beis.